Multifamily Matters, a weekly radio show that discusses the current topics and trends in the multifamily industry. Stay tuned and listen to the movers and shakers in multifamily share their opinions and thoughts about what's old, what's new, and where the multifamily industry is heading in the future. You are listening to Multifamily Matters, because multifamily matters.
Well, welcome and thank you for tuning in to Multifamily Matters, the only broadcast radio show in the nation that's solely dedicated to the multifamily industry. I'm your host, Paul Marks, and we have a great show with a wonderful guest who is an expert on today's topic. And today we're discussing the topic of multifamily cybersecurity and the modern leasing office, how to stay ahead of the growing threats. Joining me in the studio is longtime multifamily IT and cybersecurity expert Travis Street, who is the president and CEO of Complete Technology Solutions. Welcome.
Hey Paul. Thanks for having me.
So that title kind of sounds a little ominous when you think about it, to stay ahead of the growing threats. I don't know that I've had a lot of people that I've come across in the industry who have this on the top of their priority list. What are you finding?
Well, I find that it is a growing threat, and it's happening everywhere across the board in all industries. And it's something that I think that many businesses don't always recognize as a top priority that they should focus on, especially in certain organizations and businesses where they feel like their industry is not a high profile target. And I've been in the business for 15 years working with multifamily, and we've engaged with multiple companies, and almost every one of them that we've engaged with has had some kind of cybersecurity incident occur in their organization that some of them have been actually quite costly too. And so our mission is to educate the multifamily industry, to make them aware that this is a growing threat, that they really need to take action and to make sure they've got some kind of plan in place to be able to prevent this and to be proactive with these threats that are out there.
So do you think that they just have the mentality of it can't happen to me as an industry? Is that what it is?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. You know, I mean, you see a lot of high profile incidents on the news. You see like Amazon getting hacked or banks getting hacked or places like that. And I think a lot of people, they have a false sense of security, especially in this industry, that, they're going after the big guys. You know, we're small fish. We don't have a lot of data that they would want to attack or get after. But the truth is, that's completely false. I mean, every business is a target, and all it takes is one compromised computer and for them to actually access. And then if they have access to that computer or passwords to an important system, I mean, they have the keys to the castle, and they can do a lot of things and a lot of damage. And it can cost a business millions, and even a business can go out of business because of the ransom that they have to pay to decrypt their computers should they get like cryptoware or anything other kind of threats.
You've seen that happen before.
Absolutely. Yeah.
I think one of the things that with that it can't happen to me mentality is that maybe some of the, you know, the multifamily industry is made up of companies, management companies, owners of all different sizes. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when you get to some of the smaller management companies that have, you know, a dozen properties or less, they think maybe it's too small for them to worry about it, or they're too small to have to spend money to prevent it. What's your advice there?
You still need to spend the money. It's something that you need to take action with, because the thing is, as you grow your portfolio, your risk factors actually increase, because as you start adding more systems to your network, the vulnerabilities also increase too. And that's why it's important to really stay ahead of the game and make sure that you've got a plan in place to start, so that way as you grow, you're going to make sure that you're doing the right things moving forward, and you're not going to run into any issues when you've got 50 properties in your portfolio or 300 in your portfolio.
So, you know, I being around the industry for many, many years, I come across people at different events or at different shows or conferences, and, you know, I'll look on their badge and they're IT, the head of IT for a large management company. Mm-hmm. What are you finding as far as when someone reaches a certain size as far as their company, when they bring somebody on to oversee that IT, and then the people that are, I guess, smaller than that are really the ones that are probably the most at risk, because at least this person that's got the title mm-hmm. with larger company has that on his mind.
Yeah, they absolutely do. Yeah. And they are doing a good job of doing the best they can with the budget that they're given to protect their systems and networks. But it's the smaller companies where you've got people wearing multiple hats. Like when we were at the trade show in Denver for Apartmentalize, we talked to a lot of companies that stopped by the booth. And one of the questions I asked them was, what are you guys doing for cybersecurity? And who's handling your IT? And many cases for the smaller companies, it was actually the CFO was doing dual roles. Like, well, I handle the IT too. Or they've got a maintenance guy, you know, that mm-hmm. that roams around all the properties. And they're like, well, he does the IT too, you know. But that's great that they're trying to be efficient that way. But the problem is, though, they don't have the expertise to really truly recognize how to truly protect their networks. And they don't know the tool sets they need or the methods that need to be taken to protect themselves. And so that's why my advice is that if you're doing that, you really need to think about considering outsourcing or hiring somebody that truly understands the risks and can help you mitigate those risks.
So when someone is playing that dual role and they're CFO or CEO and they're trying to do the IT, or they've got their nephew coming in to do it who, you know, knows a little bit about computers, what are the immediate risks that someone has? What do you think they need why they need to say, let's take another look at this?
Yeah. Well, again, they don't have the years of experience backing them to be able to truly protect their networks. They don't understand the right tool sets you're going to need to install on a computer. And also, just in order to properly protect a network, there's multiple layers that need to be implemented on a network. I mean, it's just not installing some antivirus software on your computer. It's just not installing an internet content filtering system on your network. It's not just having a mail filtering system. It's awareness and education, social engineering, which we'll talk about later. There's a full multi-step approach to truly protecting your network, and that's unfortunately what many of the companies that use the guys or gals that do the dual role, they'll just help out with a computer, or they'll hire a company down the road, you know, Joe's Computer Shop, to come in and work on their computers. They don't necessarily have the skill sets as well to be able to handle this need.
Do you find that that your phone rings once they've had the problem in a lot of cases?
Oh, yeah, absolutely, yeah. Yeah, usually it rings because we get a call and they'll say, oh, yeah, we've been hacked. You know, someone opened up, clicked on an email message and they now have passwords to our network, or they're sending emails to the CFO requesting large sums of money and things like that. And yeah, we'll talk more about some of the other kind of horror stories that we've dealt with in the past. But again, it's a reality. It happens. It's just something that I think is not really openly discussed in the multifamily community. I mean, I know everyone's focusing on growing their properties and becoming more prosperous, but this is one of those key things that you really got to make sure that you have handled from the beginning to really truly grow and protect yourself.
Yeah, I mean, a big thing with multifamily, obviously, is every year they have a budget season, mm-hmm. and during that budget season, you know, they're trying to set their goals of what they're going to do mm-hmm. the following year to meet their NOI goals, mm-hmm. and that can easily, all or much of it can go out the window if you get hacked and you've got to deal with all that.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and it's unfortunate that cybersecurity isn't a budget item on their books, and really IT in general is kind of an abyss that I think a lot of business owners they you can't touch or feel it or see the immediate results, and so they just don't like spending the money on it, you know. And that's a conversation that we have with a lot of owners, is like you really got to spend that to make sure you're truly protected, because it just takes one cryptoware incident where you're being ransomed, and then all of a sudden you may be on the hook for $1 million in Bitcoin, you know.
Yeah.
And most owners don't even know what a Bitcoin is.
So you got to so if somebody is really thinking about what their potential liability and their risk is, mm-hmm. they would put a budget item in their budget that is for cybersecurity and IT mm-hmm. Professional help, mm-hmm. where they could then call on a company like yours and get somebody to give them an amount to put in that mm-hmm. budget.
Absolutely.
Obviously, it would require taking a look at what they've got and seeing what systems they have in mm-hmm. place, yeah. and so forth. But that sounds kind of like the smart thing to do. I mean, when you think about it, 15, 20 years ago, this wasn't even an issue
because
nobody had internet.
The worst thing you had was like people faxing. It was like fax scams. If you had a fax machine, you may see a paper come through that says, "Hey, you need to pay this amount for this kind of service that's being done." You know, and someone will just blindly send in a check for it. You know,
right.
And now it's being done digitally. You know, in much greater volumes, because the fact is, it is so easy for hackers to send emails to unsuspecting victims and to create websites that look so identical to commonly used sites that. Unless you have the education and the awareness to recognize those phishing pages, you get burned.
Yeah. All right. Well, we're going to take a break and be back with our next segment of Multifamily Matters. You're listening to Multifamily Matters because multifamily matters.
Multiple multifamily properties in your portfolio? Take control of your unpredictable IT spending with our managed IT services. Whether you have 5 or 500 properties, CTS has you covered with 24/7 nationwide remote and on-site support. Our pricing allows you to budget IT costs year after year with a predictable flat monthly rate. CTS provides the expertise, management, support, and tech infrastructure for all your properties. Call 888-255-9715 or visit ctsglobaltech.com for a free quote.
Your multifamily property's water and sewer rates are skyrocketing every year. The only way to lessen the impact is to reduce water consumption through water conservation. E-Conserve has pioneered a no-cost, no-risk water conservation program, and it doesn't cost you a penny. A property in Houston is saving over $196,000 a year with this no-cost program. Call E-Conserve today at 713-662-3220. For a free analysis of your property, that's eConserve at 713-662-3220.
Tired of being burned by your carpet vendor? Nobody has you covered like Rasa Floors. They lead the industry with same-day service and cutting-edge technology, like their online ordering portal and mobile app, so you can place orders instantly. The professionals at Rasa Floors are the industry experts offering the hottest new styles of carpet and hard surfaces that will help you achieve your goals. Visit them on social media, watch their videos, and look for them at local trade shows. Rasa Floors will help you make ready your apartment homes for new residents. For more information, visit rasafloors.com.
Well, we're back and you're listening to Multifamily Matters, and today we are discussing the topic of multifamily cybersecurity in the modern leasing office, how to stay ahead of the growing threats. I'm Paul Marks. Joining me in the studio is longtime multifamily IT and cybersecurity expert Travis Street, who is the president and CEO of Complete Technology Solutions. Before we jump back into the conversation, I do want to remind our listeners, if you would like to provide show topic, guest ideas, suggestions, or just listen to any archived episode of Multifamily Matters, please go to our website at multifamilyradio.com. So, Travis, we were talking during the break. You mentioned that you like lists, and you've got a list of the five ways that multifamily management companies are vulnerable to cybersecurity threats. Mm-hmm. So why don't you cover some of that for our listeners?
Yeah, sure. Absolutely. The top of the list is actually one of the most popular ways that companies are attacked, and that's through a method called social engineering. Basically, this means that instead of attacking the computer, they're attacking the user, and they do this by nefarious means of more or less duping them into thinking that they are going to a website that's not actually the correct website, or they'll get an email from someone that seems like it's someone that's from their organization, where it's actually not. It's someone that's actually gotten into their computer and sent a fake email, sending requests for information, and going from there. So this is probably one of the most popular ways that companies have been compromised. And I'd say of all of our experience, I'd say 90% of the time, social engineering is the primary way that they've been compromised.
Now, you had mentioned to me that a lot of times they will, if a company has all their information on their website, that they can easily go there. They can get the email address of a superior from the website.
Absolutely,
they can get all that information.
Absolutely.
So in essence, if a company is putting all that information on their website, email addresses and things like that, they're opening up the door to some of these scams.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Because they're smart. The hackers that are out there, they will thoroughly study a company's organization structure. And when you actually put that on your website, when you list who your CFO is, when you list who your president of your company is, they knew who the heavy hitters are, and they knew who to go after. And what they'll do is they'll create a tailored attack to reach out to these people, so that way they can try to compromise them to give them information or to get them to send them money. For example, we had a client that had reached out to us where the CFO had received an email from the president of the company requesting an ACH transfer for like $200,000 or $300,000. And this is a request that actually wasn't typically uncommon, because they did a lot of banking transactions together. And so they'd received that message, and the person was like, all right, cool, I'll go and do it. And it just so happened they found out about it when the person was walking down the hallway. He said, hey, by the way, I did that transfer today. And he's like, what? I didn't do a transfer. And that's when they discovered that email actually was a fake email. But the curious thing about it was that account actually didn't get hacked into. The hacker actually looked at the domain name, and they actually created another domain name that was super similar. I mean, it was like one letter off, though, but just at first glance, it looked exactly like that domain name. So when that email came through, they saw the name of the person, and they even went so far as to actually creating the signature line, putting the photo on that person. And I think they may have actually found an email on the web that had their title and all the other information as well. So this looked like a legitimate request. Mm-hmm. And so the person didn't think anything of it, and then they went ahead and made the transfer. So luckily they were able to catch it and reverse the transaction. But this has happened multiple times with clients we've engaged with.
Yeah, I mean, and that's so that's the human aspect of
absolutely
it.
Yeah.
So what's number two?
Number two is actually the networking technology that's implemented at a lot of these properties. One thing I've a lot of the companies we've taken over, we see that they use a lot of networking devices that you buy at like Walmart or Office Depot. Although they do a job to a point, they're not meant for businesses. They're meant for home use, and unfortunately, they're utilizing this equipment on your at the leasing office, and you're relying on the protection of your leasing office based off this equipment. This hardware typically is very hackable. I mean, there's actually a lot of sites out there that tell you how you can hack into these kind of routers and get information. And if they can get into the router, then they can get into your network at your office, and then they can then start scoping around computers, and they can inject key loggers on your computer. And from there, again, they get the keys to the kingdom, and then the rest is history.
So when you've been brought into some situations like this before, where someone has hacked into a leasing office network type of thing, what type of damage is done? What are they going after?
Well, typically they're going after any kind of a. Well, obviously if they can get email passwords, they'd like to install key loggers on computers. And a key logger basically is this little hidden piece of code that will monitor every type of every type on your keyboard. It'll record it, and then it'll send those logs of all the keystrokes back to another site somewhere that they collect, and then they get that information. So even if you're using a system like Entrata or AppFolio, those systems in themselves, they are pretty secure. They do a good job of making sure that data is great and protected out there. However, if you just type in information on that keyboard into Entrata, they can still get that,
yeah.
and then that's where you have personally identifiable information like social security numbers or date of birth and things like that, and that's where they start doing identity theft.
So identity theft is one of the big things that they're trying to do, and not necessarily identity theft of the people that work there. It could be identity theft of the residents. And of course, that is a growing threat.
Yes, absolutely.
So then number three of your five.
Yeah, number three is actually using an email system that's not properly configured. Office 365 is probably one of the most popular email systems out there right now besides Gmail. And a lot of property management companies are using that, which I think is a great idea. It has a lot of benefits to using the system. However, out of the box, Office 365 is not properly configured to truly protect your users on your network. There's one client we engaged with where they... Again, it may have been the person wearing multiple hats that just signed up for the account and set it all up. Well, they made all the users on the account global administrators, which basically gives them full access to email and to do whatever they want to. Well, one of their accounts got compromised, and so through a phishing attack, the user clicked on an email that said, "Hey, you need to change your Office 365 password," mm-hmm. and they did, and so then they had their password. So then what they did was they logged into that account, and then they set up because they were global admins, they were able to log into the other accounts, and they set up these rules that said that if you receive any email message that has a subject line of bank transfer or accounts or any kind of thing dealing with finance, it would automatically send a copy silently of that message that they receive or send to another person in Russia. Hmm. And then they did that with the other accounts too, and they did that with all the primary people in the organization, because again, their website had every key person personnel listed on the website, so they knew exactly which email accounts to target.
And you mentioned the word phishing, and you're not talking about deep sea fishing, right?
No, I wish. That'd be much more fun. Yeah. Phishing's kind of the nomenclature for hackers that'll basically they're fishing just like a regular fisherman in the ocean, except they're fishing for your information. And
it's spelled differently too.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it's with a PH instead of an F.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. And what's number four?
See, number four we have. Just insufficient security or lack thereof. Again, this goes with a lot of the smaller companies that don't have a clearly defined IT system. They will rely on free antivirus software or even Windows. Microsoft Windows actually comes with a antivirus built into it. However, it's not that adequate as far as truly protecting you. A lot of things slip by it. And unless you really invest in a really good enterprise security package for your computer, you're basically just letting somebody just walk right in as far as your risk. So really making sure that you have a up to date and
more robust
yeah security package is really, really important. Another thing too is using an outdated or unsupported CRM system for your company. And also your operating system as well. The first point was kind of an interesting story. We had engaged with a prospect that was wanting us to help them with their IT, and they're actually using a very old version of Yardi. I mean, this was like a super old version running on Windows XP, and they wanted us to be able to help them help support their Internet Explorer version like 8, which hasn't been used for like years, you know. And this in itself is just inherently risky, just because the fact that you're using an outdated operating system. XP obviously has been out the door for many years, and Windows 7 is actually going to be going out. It's not going to be supported as of January 1st of this year, and this is like an open opportunity for hackers to get into your computer, because Microsoft is not going to be providing any kind of support to these operating systems after January 6th. So if you're using it, then your risk factor is going to be increasing tenfold.
That's Windows 7?
This is Windows 7, yes.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, and there's a lot of properties out there that are still using Windows 7.
Wow. And I guess one of the things when it comes to having insufficient or having out-of-date technology is you really need to plan. Again, goes back to budgeting.
Exactly, yes.
Everything becomes obsolete, mm-hmm. not only the software but the hardware itself.
Yes.
And it needs to be a budget item for multifamily properties.
Yes, yeah.
I mean, it's not just that it does, you don't wait till it breaks. Mm-hmm. You've got to update it and make sure you stay secure.
Absolutely. Because if you wait till it breaks or wait till something happens, that's where you may be thinking you're saving money in the short term. In the long run, you're going to be spending a lot more.
Okay. All right. Well, we're going to take a break, and we'll be back with more of this episode on cybersecurity and the modern leasing office. You're listening to Multifamily Matters, because multifamily matters. Thank you.
tired of being burned by your carpet vendor? Nobody has you covered like Rasa Floors. They lead the industry with same-day service and cutting-edge technology, like their online ordering portal and mobile app, so you can place orders instantly. The professionals at Rasa Floors are the industry experts offering the hottest new styles of carpet and hard surfaces that will help you achieve your goals. Visit them on social media, watch their videos, and look for them at local trade shows. Rasa Floors will help you make ready your apartment homes for new residents. For more information, visit rasafloors.com.
Do you have multiple multifamily properties in your portfolio? Take control of your unpredictable IT spending with our managed IT services. Whether you have 5 or 500 properties, CTS has you covered with 24/7 nationwide remote and on-site support. Our pricing allows you to budget IT costs year after year with a predictable flat monthly rate. CTS provides the expertise, management, support, and tech infrastructure for all your properties. Call 888-255-9715 or visit ctsglobaltech.com for a free quote.
Looking for cost savings and curb appeal? Call WaterLogic, the nation's specialist in multifamily property water management. Using interactive, smart water technology, WaterLogic's professionals can help you save up to 40% on irrigation water annually, potentially adding tens of thousands of dollars back into your budget. Call WaterLogic at 713-983-9555 for a no-cost irrigation usage analysis. Your property will look great, and you'll be a hometown hero.
Well, we're back and you're listening to Multifamily Matters, and we are discussing the topic of multifamily cybersecurity and the modern leasing office, how to stay ahead of the growing threats. I'm Paul Marks. Joining me in the studio is longtime multifamily IT and cybersecurity expert Travis Street, who is the president and CEO of Complete Technology Solutions. I do want to take a moment and thank our exclusive sponsors that make Multifamily Matters possible. EconServe, providing multifamily water conservation solutions for properties across the U.S. Rasa Floors, the professional flooring advisor specializing in make-ready replacement flooring for the multifamily industry throughout Texas and Oklahoma. WaterLogic, the smarter way to water, providing professional irrigation water management. And CTS, Complete Technology Solutions, making managed IT an easy business decision for multifamily. So, Travis, one of the questions that I have, since I don't know how all of the different multifamily management companies set up their networks and so forth is, do you find when you're going in and consulting with clients in the multifamily space that they have, if they have one property that has an attack on it and is attacked, that it can affect other properties because they're somehow tied together?
Yeah, absolutely. There are some cases where a company will utilize what's called a virtual private network, a VPN connection. And they will have, and these are properties that are using systems that aren't necessarily web-based for their management. And so they will have the management system housed at their corporate office, and then each computer will then VPN in to that corporate office. It more or less makes that leasing office network part of the corporate network. And so by doing that, anything that occurs on the individual leasing network can actually filter through to the corporate network as well. So if one computer got compromised, and if you had access to, let's say that leasing office had shared files that are stored on the corporate network, it's very possible that if the computer got like a crypto war attack where a hacker encrypts all the files on that computer, they also will look for any kind of shared drives, and it'll go through the network, and it'll encrypt any kind of files that are on those remote networks as well. So there's absolutely a risk of that.
And so when somebody has something like that happen, or when you're called in to talk to someone about something, and you see that is they're tied together in that way, What type of things do you recommend or consult with them on trying to do to protect that?
Well, if they're going to do that, obviously they want to make sure that they're highly restricting what kind of files they have access to on the corporate network. That's the first thing. And then also, as I mentioned before, having a really good security package on that computer to detect any kind of possible intrusions and anything that can cause a cryptoware attack on their computer.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So what are the ways that you think to protect the front line, which is the properties themselves, and the corporate office? What are the things that you're recommending to people just in general?
Yeah, I think one of the most important things they can do is cybersecurity awareness and training. That's something that we actually are starting to implement with our current clients, and also we're working with regional apartment associations to do these trainings as well. And basically, in educating the leasing team on how to recognize threats, you mm-hmm. know, because a lot of things can be mitigated just through common sense, and having them understand and learn, okay, here's an email that comes through, let's take a look at this email that you just got, all right, and then this is what we do in our training. We'll actually give them some sample fake emails, you know, and we teach them and show them, okay, so let's look at the email address that just came through. Now if you click on this email address, here's a real email address behind it, because a lot of times it'll be masked, and then even though it says it's coming from Joe XYZ, it's actually coming from John QRP, you know, and that's a good way to know that's not who it should be coming from, and also too just how to recognize sites. I mean, if you get an email that says something where they're threatening to do something because you don't act, that's typically a sign that there's a nefarious person behind it that's trying to hack into your system or steal your passwords.
And what would a threat like that look like? What kind of things would they be demanding?
Mm-hmm. Well, it'll say your password's going to expire in like 2 days. If you don't reset your password now, you're not going to have any access to your system. And they're usually going to go even deeper and say we're not going to have access to your system, or your account will be terminated, or some threat like that. And then obviously they'll have you type in your email address and your password, because it'll take you to a site that looks almost identical to the current site that you should be going to, and that's where they get you at.
And I know that you're big on recommending to clients that they invest in the proper software and hardware.
Sure.
And obviously some of that depends on what their needs are as far as what they're trying to do at a property or at the corporate office. Mm-hmm. But in the end, there should be a solution that's safe for them.
And there is, yeah. And there actually are solutions out there that can be somewhat cost effective. Actually, they can be cost effective if done properly. Mm-hmm. But again, you need to have the right person that knows and understands how to fully implement that for a property to make sure that it's being taken care of. So, like for example, an easy way to stop people from hacking into emails is to turn on this system called multi-factor authentication. This is a feature that's available in Office 365 that's seldom turned on because most people don't know how to do it. Mm-hmm. It does require a little bit of IT experience on the back end to do it, but when you do that, it's very similar to other systems where in order to log in, when you first type in your username and your password, it then asks you to give a separate set of credentials, mm-hmm. i.e. it'll send you an email with a verification code, or if you put in your cell phone number, it'll text you a code, and then you have to type in this other code. That way, this prevents people that may have hacked into your account from actually accessing your email, because they would have to do that on their end. So it really minimizes that risk. It doesn't eliminate it completely, because there's still ways, because again, these guys are creative and getting around it, but it definitely minimizes the risk of doing that. So just implementing things like that is a good, that's actually a really cost-effective measure for security. In addition to that, investing in a good email and web filtering as well. Because if you have a good web filtering system in place, let's say that an email does come through and a person clicks on the email to go to the website to type in the credentials, a web filtering system will be able to detect that that's a phishing site, and it'll block it. So that's another way it can prevent that from happening.
And so if I'm the owner of a management company, or I'm an executive of a management company, and I've got all my different sites out there, all my different assets that are all networked together back to the corporate office, I'm really at risk from the standpoint of the fact that I've got so many different people who are sitting at those keyboards all throughout my network, mm-hmm. that could be inviting or allowing these different threats to get into the, mm-hmm. into our system.
Absolutely.
And I guess, you know, the lesson learned, if you are, you know, if someone, if I've got my third cousin who, you know, took a computer class, and he's out there trying to put this safety and, you know, putting all these firewalls and all the different stuff in place to protect me, but he really isn't up to date on what's going on. Mm-hmm. I'm really at more risk than I ever.
Oh yeah, because like, a lot of times it's really, again, it goes back to the fact that it's going to be off the shelf things from like Staples or Best Buy or Walmart that you're putting in place to protect yourselves, and that's really not the good approach to do.
Yeah. So it pays. I mean, in the end, it pays to be able to. Bringing in a professional company like CTS or another company if they've got somebody, but someone who really understands and is up to date, because this stuff changes all
absolutely.
The time.
Absolutely, yeah. There's always constantly new threats that are coming out.
Yeah, and so if somebody wants to do that, they probably don't have a budget in place.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the first steps would be to contact a company, get them to come take a look at what you got, and then work up some type of a budget, annual budget, that they that they should be able to put in place to update equipment, update software, put in the latest and greatest protections that they need.
Mm-hmm.
What do you find when you're talking to a company that's never done that before? What type of pushback do you get?
It's hard, especially when there's the with most IT companies, there's a lot of unknown costs associated with it. With our company, we're all inclusive, so all of our security packages, everything's all bundled into one, so you know exactly how much it's going to cost you on a monthly basis. And with what we do, we actually install a full security suite, and we have the internet content filtering, the email filtering, even the training and management too for the users. So for us, it's easy. You know exactly how much it's going to cost, and especially from the security standpoint, from a budgeting standpoint.
Yeah, and I know you mentioned training, and that you've started to train for regional apartment associations to go in. And what does one of those classes look like when they got people that are leasing agents and so forth that come to the class, and you're teaching them. How to be cautious.
And it typically consists of more of the front line. I mean, we like working with the leasing agents and the managers and the regional managers as well, just to give them the best practices, you know. And we feel like if we give them the best tools and the knowledge to protect themselves, it's really, they can take that back to their office, and they can really start making a difference, you know, and help protect that company. So, but again, the social engineering the training is, I think, one of the biggest keys that a company can do. That's really the least cost with the most effect. But again, it's not always enough though, because there are other risks out there, and that's why you need to really make sure you have the proper networking hardware in place that can detect intrusions, and you have to have the right software in place as well on the computers and also on your endpoints.
Okay. Well, we're going to take a break. We're going to be back with our final segment of this episode of Multifamily Matters. You're listening to Multifamily Matters because multifamily matters.
Do you have multiple multifamily properties in your portfolio? Take control of your unpredictable IT spending with our managed IT services. Whether you have 5 or 500 properties, CTS has you covered with 24/7 nationwide remote and on-site support. Our pricing allows you to budget IT costs year after year with a predictable flat monthly rate. CTS provides the expertise, management, support, and tech infrastructure for all your properties. Call 888-255-9715 or visit ctsglobaltech.com for a free quote.
Tired of being burned by your carpet vendor? Nobody has you covered like Rossa Floors. They lead the industry with same-day service and cutting-edge technology, like their online ordering portal and mobile app, so you can place orders instantly. The professionals at Rossa Floors are the industry experts offering the hottest new styles of carpet and hard surfaces that will help you achieve your goals. Visit them on social media, watch their videos, and look for them at local trade shows. Rossa Floors will help you make ready your apartment homes for new residents. For more information, visit rossafloors.com.
Your multifamily property's water and sewer rates are skyrocketing every year. The only way to lessen the impact is to reduce water consumption through water conservation. EconServe has pioneered a no-cost, no-risk water conservation program and it doesn't cost you a penny. A property in Houston is saving over $196,000 a year with this no-cost program. Call eConserve today at 713-662-3220. For a free analysis of your property, that's eConserve at 713-662-3220.
Well, we are back with our final segment of Multifamily Matters, and we're discussing the topic of multifamily cybersecurity and the modern leasing office, how to stay ahead of growing threats. I'm Paul Marks. Joining me in the studio is longtime multifamily IT and cybersecurity expert Travis Street, who is the president and CEO of Complete Technology Solutions. You know, Travis, you and I actually met at the NAA trade show, and I know that there were booths and booths and booths of people that were handing out little thumb drives or USB drives. Mm-hmm. There's a risk in that, isn't there?
Yeah, there actually is. And this is something that a lot of people aren't really aware of. A lot of these, and I'm actually holding one right now here in this office, a business card that I was given at a trade show that has, it's cool. It has the name of the company on there and then how to contact them. But then you can just pop out this little thumb drive and plug it into your computer and save information and take it around with you. The little known fact, though, is that a lot of the companies that make these thumb drives and swag in general are not usually in the United States. They're produced in other countries, typically like China, where they can be produced at high volumes for very low cost. But this herein lies the issue: is that many of these other countries aren't a big fan of the United States, or they want to get in and acquire information. And a common tactic that they've done is that they've actually will install spyware and ransomware on thumb drives. So and there's been cases where someone's ordered a bunch of thumb drives, and then they get them and they realize that they had a spyware on them. Mm-hmm. So it's a risk, and so that's why I always recommend whenever you go to a trade show, they have a lot of goodies that they're giving out. Then avoid the thumb drives. If you're going to buy a thumb drive, go to the store and buy one in an actual package, you know, from a reputable company, because you can. Those are almost like 99%. Free of viruses. But when you go to the trade shows that and then you bring it back to your office, you very well could be inviting a bad guy into your office by doing that.
You know, and we talked last segment about the fact that the training and the ongoing training that you're starting to do with the regional apartment associations. You know, one of the things that's always been an issue with the multifamily industry when it comes to training in general, not just on computer and cyber security issues, but in anything, is that there's a high turnover rate, or that people move from one property to another property or from one company to another company. What would you suggest? I think part of the downfall or the false sense of security that some of the executives in the management companies get is, well, we did a training session, so we're good. Mm-hmm. And that maybe once a year they'll come back in and do a training session for anybody new who joined the company. Mm-hmm. Maybe that's frequently enough. I don't know. But when it comes to cybersecurity, things change so fast. You know, what do you recommend as far as when someone is new and comes on board to make sure that they're kind of indoctrinated from the beginning before they can get to a real training class?
I think that should be part of their onboarding procedure for a new hire, you know, for a leasing team, is that you need to have a well-articulated training plan in place for cybersecurity from the aspect of what the leasing agent can do to protect your network. There's actually some really good programs out there that you can invest in. One's called Know Before. It's an online training program that I highly recommend that companies look into, where you can actually have the leasing staff enroll in this online class, and they go through these different training modules, and then then you actually can send them a fake email, and they are tested to see if they can actually detect that that's a fake email or not. And if they click on it, you will be notified that they clicked on that message, that they did it. And then what happens is they go to what's called a click remediation school. So you start off your group with all of your new hires, and then if somebody clicks on that link, you know that they may need a little bit of extra coaxing, and so they get put into a different module in a different class and get trained. But the cool thing is, though, with using these online systems like this, and there's other ones too. I'm just using Nova 4 because it's one of the most popular ones. It's continual education, so they're constantly being tested. You set this program up so that it runs tests randomly on a monthly basis, and you get reports to see how your staff's performing and to see what your click rate is, and so it gives the owner a broad overview of how well your team is performing, and to see what your risk is going to be as far as how likely are they to click on something and to cause damage to your network.
That's a great idea. Mm-hmm, yeah. That's a great idea. Another great idea that you mentioned to me was something that you were starting to do that I've never heard of in the industry. Now, I've been a part of, over the years, of many, many due diligence procedures and exercises. And everyone knows that the multifamily industry is extremely volatile, with properties selling on a regular basis. And when I go to a due diligence, there'll be a group of people that are assembled there to go through the units and walk the property and so forth. And there'll be a general contractor there. There'll be a painting contractor. Mm-hmm. There'll be a roofer and so forth. And those are all the obvious things. Mm-hmm. But one of the things that you said that I think is fascinating is you're starting to talk with your clients about and working with them on doing due diligence from an IT standpoint.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I would imagine that when someone buys a property or takes over the property, that they're inheriting whatever was there as
Absolutely.
Far as software or in general, maybe mm-hmm. in some cases not. But they're inheriting the hardware, the software, and the issues mm-hmm. that may already be in that system. And so what you're doing now is you're saying, hey, I'll go in there. It doesn't cost anything. Mm-hmm. It's part of the due diligence process. And I'll do a report of exactly what's there. I'll tell you what needs to be done to meet your needs mm-hmm. and update everything. And here's what the budget is mm-hmm. so that before you buy the property, you know going in.
Yeah, you know what, yeah, exactly. And I think it's important, too, because many times when a property's acquired, we'll get notified like 2 days in advance, you know, and we have to go in on site and then do our assessment then. And a lot of times it's the owner's got a big surprise, like, okay, well, you have to update this, you have to update this, or all of your equipment's running Windows 7, so we need to replace all your computers or your networking equipment's bad, or you've got really antiquated security camera systems or a security system in general. And mm-hmm. so there's a lot of big surprises that they can get hit with, and sometimes it's sticker shock too. So I feel like if we're involved in that due diligence when they're actually looking at the property before they make that decision, we're involved with that whole decision-making process, and that way we're giving them all the information they need to know moving forward, so that way it's going to be a good overall business decision for them.
Well, and I urge our listeners, when you're doing due diligence, and many of you do it on a regular basis, to give Travis and CTS a call to... Because you can work anywhere in the country.
Absolutely, yeah. We're nationwide with our services, and so yeah, we'll fly out, take a look at what you want to buy, and give you a full assessment and put together a budget for you.
So let's talk about CTS a little bit, and how you got into this industry, mm-hmm. and what it was that you recognized about multifamily, that there was a need, mm-hmm. Because you know all corporate type categories and market segments have got some type of IT consultants out there, but mm-hmm. but there's not a lot in multifamily that I've ever come across. Tell me a little bit about how you got started, and we've got about 3 minutes left or so.
Okay. Well, we've been in business for almost 20 years now, and been involved with multifamily since almost the very beginning. I had the unique opportunity to work with a gentleman that worked through the ranks of our property management companies in the marketing team, and ultimately now he owns his own student housing development. But through the years, he'd bring us on board to provide the IT support. So over the years, we've begun to develop a sense of what the multifamily properties really need from an IT standpoint, and also what it's been lacking too. And the one thing we've really recognized is that they don't really have someone to go to that truly understands their business processes and their needs. And also we've realized that they don't really spend a lot of money on the IT side of things. And it's just makes it really hard when you start growing your portfolio when you don't have standardized equipment and standardized processes and procedures related to IT. It just makes it a more challenging as you grow. And so that's why we're a firm believer that if you really invest in the IT from the beginning, that it's going to make it a really smooth growth for you. I mean, being able to budget every month, knowing exactly how much you're going to spend on your IT, I think is a really big value proposition for property owners.
Mm-hmm. And when they're looking at doing budgeting for they want to budget on a per property basis.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So it's not necessarily a lot of money to do it.
No.
Yeah, and I think that's probably one of the things since we've already established the fact that a lot of people wait until there's a problem mm-hmm. before they bring in a specialist.
Yeah.
Part of the reason is because they really have no idea how inexpensive it can possibly
exactly,
be
yeah.
to have that
mm-hmm.
protection and be able to sleep better at night.
Mm-hmm.
And so if somebody wanted to start down that road, what would you suggest to them as far as getting in touch with you? And
absolutely, yeah. Just give us a call, and we can come out and meet and take a look at what your portfolio looks like and kind of what your growth vision is, and we can put together a game plan for you. Again, our what distinguishes us from other companies and makes us totally unique is the fact that we are all-inclusive. IT provider, so you know exactly how much you're going to spend when you work with us. Everything from the local IT support to the property acquisitions, it's all covered. So you know exactly what your budget's going to be with us.
And also the fact that you guys are nationwide. You can work nationwide.
Yeah, we can work nationwide too. So we have boots on the ground everywhere and ready to take care of you.
That's good. So one other thing, as far as when it comes to teaching.
Mm-hmm.
You would also, for a client, come in and do a class for their team, assembled
mm-hmm. Absolutely,
team.
Absolutely, yeah.
A lot of them have management conferences that mm-hmm. they bring their employees into, mm-hmm. their managers and leasing and head of leasing and so forth into. That would be a great opportunity to mm-hmm. spend an hour and talk a little bit about that too.
Absolutely,
so you're available for that as
mm-hmm.
well.
Yeah.
All right, great. Well, Travis, thank you so much for coming today.
Thank you.
This is a topic that is not going to go away. It's going to be something that is always going to be changing. And as we said, the internet wasn't even around 15 years ago, and now it's you know, every week it seems like there's a new threat that's out there. So keep your eye on this space, because Travis will be back talking about some other topics, I'm sure, in the future. We're going to be back next week with another great topic and power panel of experts. You've been listening to Multifamily Matters, because multifamily matters.
Thank you for listening to Multifamily Matters, a weekly radio show that discusses current topics and trends in the multifamily industry. To find out more about the show or make suggestions for topics or interesting guests, go to multifamilyradio.com. You have been listening to Multifamily Matters, because multifamily matters.